You're listening to the University of the Arts on Apple's iTunes U.
Hi, my name is Mark DiCiani. I teach at the University of the Arts in Philadelphia. Welcome to this podcast for drummers. In this podcast, we're going to talk about jazz time, also known as cymbal time, the jazz ride pattern, and sometimes just time. It's been played thousands of different ways by thousands of different drummers over many decades of jazz drumming. So as you can imagine, it is virtually impossible to say exactly what it is and what it isn't. All professional drummers have a variety of different ways to play and use jazz time. Which one a drummer uses in any given situation and how he or she plays it depends on lots of variables, including style of the music, tempo of the piece, size of the ensemble, who they're playing with, the feel they're trying to convey, the equipment and cymbals they're using, and even the mood and personality of the drummer. But although there are many different interpretations that work well, almost all of these have some common elements that can be identified and practiced, and that when played together can be considered to sound and feel good. In this first of three lessons, I'll offer some suggestions and tools to help you begin to practice and develop your jazz time. Lesson 1. Accurate placement of the quarter note. One of the critical factors to playing good jazz time is the accuracy of the rhythm, most importantly in placing the quarter notes. Accurate quarter notes are those played in the exact center of the time, not early or late. Here are some suggestions for practicing and developing an accurate quarter note. Throughout this lesson, we're going to be listening to and playing along with a jazz bass and piano pre-recorded track playing blues at about 90 beats a minute. Go to my website, diciani.com, DICCIANI.com. Click on audio and download the MP3. To start to develop good time, you must listen for and locate and play the center of the time of the quarter notes that the bass is playing on the track. Practice placing your quarters in the center of the attack of the bass note. With a little bit of careful listening and practice, you'll soon be able to hear the bass player's attack of his or her finger on the string. That's where you want to place your quarter note, on the ride cymbal. Okay, let's listen to some of the track and see if you can identify the exact center of that quarter note. Okay, here's an example of what I'd like you to do. I'm going to play along with the bass, just very simple quarter notes. As you begin to locate and play the ride cymbal along with the attack of the bass note, try to develop a smooth, flowing, relaxed, and steady motion in your arm and wrist. An important note, time is motion. A relaxed grip on the stick will allow you to produce the most musical sound from your cymbals and sticks. Now try playing quarters along with the bass on the audio track. Focus on the accuracy and smoothness of your quarter note time. This is the basis for everything else that will follow, so it's important to devote as much time and energy as possible to getting this step as good and accurate as it can be. Okay, as you begin practicing, you can go and put this podcast on hold and then come on back after you've tried it for a few minutes. Okay, before we continue with the playing lesson, let's talk about cymbals for a minute. A good ride cymbal for playing jazz varies with the size and type of the ensemble you're performing with, the style of music you're playing, the type of sticks you use, and your own personal taste. Of course, you'll want to have a variety of different ride cymbals for different purposes. For example, you'll need a couple of ride cymbals for playing in a big band, maybe a couple different ones for an amplified group, and a couple specifically for playing with an acoustic trio, etc. It's a good idea to have two or more ride cymbals for any jazz situation in which you'll be playing. This will give you more options to change colors and mood along with the form of the song and the arrangement. I recommend a good all-purpose jazz ride to start with that has a good wash and a clear stick definition, and an off-ride cymbal that has a bit more wash and sustain and that can be played at slightly softer volumes. I'll make some specific cymbal recommendations in just a few minutes. Okay, let's come on back to the lesson. As you start to feel comfortable with this concept of playing quarters, you can begin to add a skip note. This is the note that's often played between the second and third quarter and the fourth and first quarter of the next measure. At slower tempos and in the beginning of your practice, it's easiest to think of this skip note as the third note in a group of eighth note triplets. The primary purpose of the skip note is to create a rhythmic subdivision to enhance the feel and flow of the music. At first, practice playing skip notes only at medium slow tempos. Practice along with this MP3 that you've downloaded. At these slower tempos, you'll be able to clearly hear the triplet basis of the rhythm you're playing. Place the skip note between the second and third and/or the fourth and first beat of each measure. As you add the skip note, remember that it is critical that you continue to focus your attention on the accurate placement of the quarter notes. This can be difficult to hear at first, but with practice, you'll be able to continue to concentrate on the quarters and not the skip notes. When young drummers fall into problems with their jazz time feel, it's usually because they're concentrating on the skip note and not on the quarters that precede and follow it. Here's an example of me playing along with a little bit of the track and adding some skip notes. I'm also going to play some hi-hat with the left foot on 2 and 4. Notice how the volume of the hi-hat is less than the volume of the ride cymbal. Always make sure you're playing the hi-hat within the volume that you're playing the ride cymbal. Remember, you don't have to play skip notes after every second and fourth beat of every measure. Okay, now go to the MP3 and play along with it for a few minutes. Put this podcast on hold and then come on back after you've tried that. Okay, once you're able to play the skip notes while still keeping the placement of the quarter notes centered, you can start to add skip notes where you feel them and vary them in different places in the measure according to the music you're playing. It's a good idea to listen to some great jazz drummers like Jack DeJohnette, Tony Williams, Jeff Hamilton, and observe the frequency and placement of their skip notes. Okay, here's your turn to do it. Try practicing and creating your own variations as you develop the ability to hear it and play it whenever you like. Okay, now for some ride cymbal recommendations. I've been playing Sabian cymbals exclusively for the past 18 years, and I can tell you that they are the most consistently musical-sounding cymbals I've ever played. Regardless of whether I'm playing live, in the studio, teaching, or practicing, I can always find the right cymbal for every situation. I'm going to give you some guidelines with suggestions on how you can start making some good choices for cymbals. First, try to determine what kind of sound characteristics you're looking for in a cymbal. Dry, wet, a large bell, low volume, etc. and whether you want to use it in a big band, power trio, piano trio, etc. Your cymbals should sound good both individually and as a set, where differing qualities such as sustain, definition, wash, and overtones are balanced and represented. This will give you the widest range of musical expression. Since this article is about jazz time, my suggestions are those for ride cymbals that will sound consistently good in the greatest number of jazz situations. I like to choose my ride cymbal first, since that's what I'll be playing the most, then select my hi-hats to match the sound of my ride, then lastly my crash cymbals. Here's a good rule of thumb. Hand-hammered cymbals tend to sound darker and warmer, sounds that are preferred by many jazz drummers as they tend to blend easier with many styles of music, especially jazz. If you go to my website and download this article, you'll see written out a partial and personal list of Sabian ride cymbals, most of which are hand-hammered, that all sound great with jazz. Make sure you also check out the Sabian website for descriptions and a list of all the cymbals they have available. Once there, you'll also find cymbal setups of some of the world's top drummers, so you can see what they play. Remember, your sound is one of the primary characteristics that defines your uniqueness as a player, so choose your equipment carefully since it identifies your voice as a musician. All right, stay tuned. In the next two articles about jazz time, I'm going to talk about the horizontal or rhythmic placement of the skip note, and then I'll examine the vertical or volume placement of the various notes in the jazz time rhythm. Okay, remember to go to my website and download the MP3 recording of the Jazz Bass and Piano Play-Along, and also the written version of this article, which is in PDF format. The address of my website is on the screen. It's www.diciani.com, DICCIANI.com. This is Mark Diciani from the University of the Arts in Philly. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Make sure you stay tuned for more topics for Drummers Only.
Thanks for listening to the University of the Arts on iTunes U. The University of the Arts is the nation's first and only university dedicated to the visual, performing, and communication arts. Its 2,300 students are enrolled in undergraduate and graduate programs on its campus in the heart of Philadelphia's Avenue of the Arts. The institution's roots as a leader in educating creative individuals date back to 1868. For more information, visit www.uarts.edu or call 1-800-616-ARTS.